I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp says he'll stop accepting applications for U.S. Senate next week. He opened up the public application process ahead of naming a replacement for fellow Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. Isaacson will step down in December because of health issues. Whoever's appointed will need to defend the seat in a November 2020 special election. A crowd of several hundred gathered in Augusta last night to ask the Army Corps of Engineers about the decision to remove the new Savannah Bluff lock and dam as part of the environmental remediation for the Savannah Harbor Deepening Project. However, the meeting did not go as expected.
Due to ongoing litigation, I no longer have the liberty to take questions as I intended to tonight.
Colonel Daniel Hibner with the Army Corps of Engineers turned what many hoped would be a constructive dialogue into a scripted monologue. He said the Corps has decided to replace the lock and dam with rock weirs so endangered sturgeon can return to their spawning grounds for the first time since the 1930s. The rock weirs will lower the river by 2 feet or more, leaving navigation hazards exposed and docks sitting on mudflats. Most residents oppose the plan, but the Corps says any changes would increase the risk of nuisance flooding and have to be done using state and local funding options. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office is investigating two prominent critics of the state's new touchscreen voting machines. Marilyn Marks is the executive director of the Coalition for Good Governance, and Richard DeMilo is a cybersecurity expert and Georgia Tech professor. They're accused of interfering with voters by being in unauthorized areas of voting locations while observing pilot elections conducted on the new machines on November 5th. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State says the investigation was launched after complaints from poll workers and voters. Marks and DeMilo say the new touchscreen machines that print a paper ballot cannot be effectively audited. Well, since running for office, President Trump's message to black voters has largely stayed the same.
What the hell do you have to lose, right? What do you have to lose?
Polling says it hasn't really caught on, but now the president has a new push to boost minority turnout. Hear about Black Voices for Trump in Atlanta later this afternoon on All Things Considered. The Georgia Trust has named Georgia's historic sites most in need of preservation. The annual Places in Peril list highlights properties that are threatened by demolition or neglect. Among this year's list are the deteriorating Ashbury United Methodist Church in Savannah, Fountain Hall in Atlanta, which has seen damage from vandalism and weather, Milledgeville's Central State Hospital, which was once the largest mental hospital in the United States, and Rose Hill School in Newton County. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks are in Phoenix tonight to play the Suns. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. With a record of 4 wins and 6 losses, the Hawks are in 9th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. With 6 wins and 4 losses, Phoenix is in 8th place in the NBA West. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.